One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
What you are about to hear is a teaser for our new bonus episodes we are doing for subscribers to Beast Inside, the Daily Beast membership program. We have a very special and incredibly fascinating guest. Elizabeth Newman is a former assistant secretary in Trump's DHS and will be talking to us about the racism and horrors she saw inside the administration. Again, this is for Beast Inside members only. To hear this, along with the rest of our bonus episodes, head to newabnormal.thedailybeast.com. That's newabnormal.thedailybeast.com.
So, Elizabeth, I think the most forward-facing thing about DHS and a lot of the things that we've seen in the last couple of years, it has become sort of the centerpiece of the border policy in particular, and the wall, and the Muslim ban. I mean, of all the threats that we faced, what are the things they ignored while focusing on the things that sort of stroked their amygdala, like, you know, MS-13 caravans and ISIS in America? What were the things they were ignoring while those things were looming?
The growing risk of cybersecurity threats, huge, huge issue for the country. And we, thankfully, there are a lot of people paying attention to it. And as I tick these things off, like Russia and election interference, the rise of global white supremacy and anti-government sentiment and extremism, what the rest of the world calls right-wing extremism. We in the United States try to avoid that term so that we don't offend half of the country. But the reality is most of that extremist violence that actually leads to the killing of people, not just violence against property, but the actual deaths of Americans, it does come from the right wing part of the political spectrum. All of those are grave threats, not just 10 years from now, but today. And they were growing and increasingly complex and requires significant coordination across the government. If you have a problem that stays within the bounds of a department or agency, like this is just the Department of Defense's job, it's a lot easier. The DOD can just do the job and you might check in with the president, but you don't really need presidential leadership on those types of issues. Anytime you start getting into the realm where multiple agencies have equities, multiple agencies have differences of opinion on how to go after the threat, it's new. It might be inherently political because for a variety of reasons, you need leadership and you need a steer, because what your career civil servants who are patriots are going to do is try to protect their country as best as they know how, but they are not going to go do something new and different against the grain of whatever norm has been in existence for 50 years. So when you're talking about something like domestic terrorism, it has been the practice of the U.S. government to default to First Amendment rights. You really have to cross a strong criminal threshold for the FBI to go and investigate you. It's very different than how we treat international terrorism. If there's somebody inside our country that has aligned themselves with ISIS, because ISIS is a foreign terrorist, designated foreign terrorist organization, the FBI has the ability to do things, to investigate, to survey in a way that they can't for somebody that has aligned themselves with the Boogaloo movement. So that distinction alone, which is largely legal, but somewhat also tied to just practices that the FBI put in place after Hoover and some of his abuses, those are the things that if we had leadership at the White House, it would have been great to really start to untangle and figure out what can we adjust so we can use all of these great tools that we built to combat ISIS, to combat Al-Qaeda. What can we use domestically to combat this growing, increasingly globalized, but domestically based white supremacist movement, and within the bounds of the Constitution? Nobody's talking or wants to abuse First Amendment rights or Fourth Amendment rights. And that is complex. That takes leadership and deep thought. That is not something that this administration has been able to do because it's constantly in chaos. And because they wanted to just focus on something simple like build a wall, it's a construction project, that's how what he understands, you are left with basically officials at my level. And I certainly had multiple secretaries that were very concerned with all of those threats that I mentioned with Russia, with cybersecurity, with domestic terrorism. And they did everything they could to coordinate with their colleagues. I coordinated with my colleagues. I was under tremendous pressure to deal with these emerging threats. But we could only go so far in the environment and kind of out on our own. So the good news is, for the American people, there are dedicated public servants that are doing their darndest to protect us from these emerging threats. The bad news is, and part of the reason I feel compelled to speak out, is they cannot do everything if they don't have the president paying attention to these issues. And we are running out of time on these issues. We are losing the fight in many of these spaces because he has been distracted and focused on other things.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.